This is a special edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Happy Friday, game day. Eddie Greer the third coming to you for Kansas City, Missouri, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports coming to you on this Friday, March 22nd, 2024. Here is your first time listening to the podcast. If you're a Kansas State fan, appreciate it for stopping by. Appreciate you guys for stopping by and giving us a listen on this Friday game day back in Manhattan for your K-State Women's basketball team playoff basketball NCAA tournament March Madness this afternoon. This will be out ahead of that because I have to be at the same time. I'll be on the road elsewhere, but today, this afternoon, K-State making a little history themselves, hosting a NCAA tournament game. They're going to be taking on Portland at 3, just after 3:30 Central Time. Again, this episode will be out before then. So, I'll be getting work at that immediately following this recording. But, this is a rare opportunity for any team, not if it's K-State, Texas, Iowa State, something like that, a rare opportunity to host something like this. And remember, all the way back during the regular season, this team, women's basketball, K-State women's basketball, under head coach Jeff Mitty, by far put together this team from the outset, right? So this team was, I think they were unranked, but they were ranked in the whatever report, what I was looking at, all the way back at the beginning of the season, okay? And this team rose quickly, right up in the thick of the top 10, and then found themselves at number 2 before getting upset by Oklahoma midseason. And then that's where everything kind of went to a halt. Ayoka Lee goes down with a crucial injury. Luckily, it wasn't season-ending. And then you get her back, and then you fall short in the Big 12 tournament. And here we are saying, oh, damn, you know. I was 50-50 on this podcast a couple weeks ago saying that there's still a chance for this team to really host a tournament game. Well, here we are on this Friday as I'm recording this podcast at 10 o'clock in the morning here in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm getting ready to head off out of town elsewhere to get ready for my race tomorrow to the Lake of Ozarks. I'm going to go ahead and say that now. I don't know why I'm keeping it still secretive, but here we are, K-State hosting the first round. Well, Manhattan, Kansas hosting the first two rounds, but can K-State, and me and Alex talked about this a little bit on the bonus episode of the Purple Project Podcast, which is out now, actually. So go over there. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. That's how they labeled it. I don't know why. That sounds so silly. But type up Greer, G-R-I-E-R, not E-E-R, G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 Eddie, apostrophe S, podcast. That's where you're going to find that specifically on Podbean. You're not going to find that anywhere else except right there. But we're going to still have episodes on our main channel like usual. Every time I have a chance to record K-State content. So there you go. But yeah, I said on that episode, you have an opportunity to host. And here we are, a few hours out from that. And that place, expected from what people told me, is going to be packed. Like men's basketball packed. But for the exception of men, they ain't playing no more. Their season's done. K-State Women's is still playing, and they have a chance to play themselves to Sunday. But they have to get past Portland. And looking at their bracket, Albany 2, goodness God. Goodness gracious, they have. And we ain't saying, we ain't asking it to be easy. I didn't say all that. This is legitimately stacked. You have, of course, Iowa up in here. And Iowa's on the same side of the bracket as K-State. And I like how we all are going to Okay. I like how we're all going to sit up in here, including myself included, and say, Iowa and KC are locks. Look, it's a March Madness for a reason. And as much as I like to sit up here and say, you know, that's an understatement. That's overstating it, right? Because, look, these teams have to go get past their opponents to get there. I believe if these two teams were to get past their respective opponents this weekend, they'll be playing each other in the Sweet 16. And we know how K-State matches up. I said that earlier this season, that K-State, and I'm trying not to get too far ahead of ourselves right now, K-State obviously matches up well with Iowa. They play Caitlin Clark the best out of anybody. I said that from the jump. K-State can hang around, defend Caitlin Clark better, even though, yes, she's going to still get her 30-ish points, or wherever it is, for that day. You have LSU, the defending national champions, in that mix. So you have the half of the women's women's Final Four championship last year in the same bracket as Kansas State. That's so crazy. Iowa, LSU, I think, is number two, I believe. I don't have this side of the bracket right now. I ain't worried about that right now. So, but ahead of K-State, Portland. And then, if you were to get past Portland in Manhattan, you would face Drake or Colorado, who really beat down LSU all the way. We won all the clock back to December, just smashed the heck out of LSU early in the season. In the beginning, that was the first game I watched. I said it on yesterday's episode, by the way. So, all that saying, look, you have an opportunity to win, and I'm not going to be able to record the postcast because, again, I'll be out of town. But no matter whatever the situation happens, I'll be back on here. We'll recap it all on this podcast for sure. So I won't be on right away because, again, I'm out of town with several other runners from the Kansas City area. We're going to go tackle this damn run tomorrow morning, and 30-ish degree weather yet again. Probably going to be windy again. So, but hey, you know, we'll be back Monday or maybe even Sunday. We'll just have to see how it depends on how K-State does. If they do get eliminated, it'll be Monday. But if they keep playing, we'll do it Sunday night because I got to record my other podcast anyway. So either way, we will have immediate reaction following. Well, not exactly immediate reaction, but post reaction from these games, depending on what our case. And I said it here on the bonus, but you're listening to Purple Project Podcast, special edition on this Friday. K-State about to take on Portland when this comes out. And this afternoon, back in Manhattan, Kansas, Manhattan's going to be jumping. And I've said this lately on the show. The crowds have been awesome. I think this is going to top it for sure. This is going to be it should be KU level. Because, like, shout out Jasmine Halliburton, several other people, road ain't going to be easy. We shouldn't be overlooking these teams. Everyone got here for a reason. In K-State, they need to be top of their game. And for them to win, they need to get... I agree with Missy Heidrick 100% when she was on the 3-Mile podcast episode. That's a good lesson there as well to get you ready for this basketball game this afternoon. The guys start off fast. There were too many times in the second half of this year that that's what I'm concerned about. I'm not concerned about anything else. Getting off to a slow start home, because this is going to be pretty much a road game for Portland. And you get off to a slow start here, take the crowd of the game, all that. You need that crowd that's so sold out. It's going to be literally, it should be. It should feel like that. No excuse. You're going to show up, be quiet, and then you have no business being there. This is your women's basketball team, Ayoka Lee, one of the best bigs in the country. And I'll be obviously, I mean, I'm biased because I'm a K-State alum, and I think they got one of the best, better role players, set of role players in the country. With Serena Sundell, Gabby, Zianna Walker, all of them, right? Yeah, I'm leaving out some names, but I mentioned them all year, so you should know your team by now. But anyways, yeah, that's the number one concern that I'm concerned about coming in to this game. Or games if we get past Portland. Slow start. You can't do that. You cannot do. You should be jacked. You should feed up. And I think this team will. You have to take advantage of the opportunity. Right? Because it's an opportunity in your own backyard. It's in your own backyard. And look, I have not watched women's Portland basketball, so I'm not going to act like I sit up in here and act like I do, because I don't. But I do know my team, K-State women's basketball, Jeff Mini, head coach, can't get off to slow starts and can't get stagnant with the basketball. That's two things now I just named off. It's the second thing I just named off there. They're going to have to mix up some new looks, get Portland some new different looks they have to worry about. Can't just dump into 5-0. Can't just do that. Eventually, you have to gonna have to open her up eventually. In order to do that, you got to create some new plays. And hopefully, they did that. But yeah, my number one concern going into this game is you can't get off to a slow start. You cannot give Portland any momentum. That concerns me going in here. Because they get steamrolling here. And there's these. I think from... I read a little bit of Portland a little bit, and they're a little similar to Kansas State, okay? So, if Kansas State get off to a slow start, that spells trouble, in my opinion there. They're going to have to get off to a fast start and really just set the tone. They have to be the first team to set the tone early and often. You cannot wait to get punched in the mouth. I mean, granted, I mean, Texas, they played very well in the second half, but going off to these slow starts, putting yourself behind the eight ball, your luck's going to run out doing that. And I mean, we've seen comebacks here and there, some dramatic comebacks from teams starting off slow, whether it's women's basketball or men's basketball, for that matter. But in this stage, at this stage, you have the biggest stage in your own backyard. You should be jacked up for this. Opportunity. This opportunity don't come once in a lifetime opportunity. Don't come very often. And especially when you have this type of team, and Alex has said on his podcast way back when, and I said it on numerous points, Alex ate my co-host for the podcast, bonus, he joins me usually for the bonus of podcast, postcast, football, and all that. And he said it repeatedly, you have to take advantage of a player like Yale Kaleem. And I think what you do is create some new plays, which I really hope they did that. Because being stagnant, slow with the basketball, that's just not going to cut it. It's just not. So you have the pieces around her, and they can't afraid to shoot. Let it fly. Today, the message is let that thing fly. You have an open shot, take it. Yale Kaleem creates mismatches, and she's going to create open shots. For a Briley Glenn, the role players, the Glenn twins, Jalen, Briley, Serena, Gabby, Taryn Sides. Again, I can list the whole entire team, obviously. But I think if for Casey to win this game, you're going to set the tone. You can't let Portland come in your own backyard and do that. And remember, K-State women's basketball has only lost one game. In Bramlage, in Manhattan, all season long. And to lose in your own backyard. You lose, you're out, obviously. But to lose in your own backyard in the postseason? It'd be devastating. And I don't know if you come back from that. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And I'm praying, hoping. I wish I could go out there to be a part of that. But obviously, I can't. And you would have told me at the beginning of the year that K-State women's basketball hosting an NCAA tournament game, I would have said you're out your mind. I really would, even though I knew the team we had. I've been behind this KCWS basketball team since last year. This team was going to be good. I'm probably the minority saying that, but it's the truth. You go back to all the episodes, find them basketball, and me saying that. Be on my preacher stands saying that. So for this team to fall flat on their face at home, to lose, it'd be devastating for this team. And I don't know, you come back from that. And Alex said something interesting there, and I'm not going to bring it because you're going to have to go back to the bonus pod and listen to that. And listen to that there as well. Yeah, I'm going to take that afterwards. So it'll be devastating for this basketball team to do that. But look, I think they're up for this game. This Manhattan K-State Nation, y'all should be up for this game. I'm up for this game. I'll be keeping, luckily I'm not driving, so I'll be keeping close tabs on this game. We might be there close. We might be there close to our destination in the Ozarks there. But yeah, I'm up for this game. I'm super excited for this team to have this opportunity at home with an opportunity to have a chance to move through to the second round, obviously, on Sunday. Again, I mentioned that. But not only that, your path is, let's just say, a little bit more manageable. We ain't going to say easy because it's not manageable. Feed off the crowd. Get Portland off of the game early. You have to set a tone. That's the number one thing. You don't. Then Portland, I just feel like Portland, yes, they're a good team. They're just going to be right there all game. And, it'll probably be close. But I think K-State can get this game. Get it at home. You have everything. You have everybody behind you. Use it. And, yeah, just execute. Everything else will take care of yourself. You be the more physical K-State team like you were in the second half against Texas. Do that. And you should be okay. So we'll see what happens there here later on this afternoon. K-State, Portland in Manhattan. First round of the NCAA tournament later on this afternoon. This will be out around lunchtime before that. There's, well, also K-State baseball's on the road. 3-game series beginning tonight against Houston. It's another Big 12 test for them. They're 2-1 so far in conference play after taking 2-3 from Cincinnati, I think, last weekend. No, the weekend before last weekend there as well. Track is in action, I believe, as well. We'll check in on them next week as well when I get back from the Ozarks there as well. But right now, K-State women's basketball is center stage right now. And we'll definitely look back at the men's. I'll have my review of the men's basketball team later on at some point as well. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State State Sports. And get it wherever you get your podcast. iTunes, Spotify, you know what deal is there. And I already told you, our bonus channel finally up on Podbean. Go there now. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Don't ask me why it's like that, but it is. You can only find solo or content, me and myself and Alex Aiden on that. And we'll definitely talk women's basketball, probably all women's basketball in an episode, however it goes down. Hopefully they can get to the second round. Use it. Get to the second round. Again, I will not be back on here tonight because I'll be on the road. Well, I'll be settling in. Lord willing, be settling in. Getting ready for tomorrow's race. So, we'll be back next week with more K-State content there. So, make sure if you are a big K-State fan or you're a graduate or getting ready to graduate a couple of months from Kansas State, make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. We're going to wave the checkered flag on this week's editions of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Good luck to our Lady Cats this weekend. Hopefully this weekend. First round today. And if necessary, we'll put it like that, Sunday, if K-State can get past Portland this afternoon, Colorado, Drake, the opponents in line. This has been another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Go Cats!